Welcome in State Senator Mike Groney joining us, give us our weekly legislative update, joining us in the studio. Mike, how are you?
Good, good, Tristan, Rick.
Good to have you in the studio again, Senator.
Yes. Yeah, after two or three snowstorms and a large hailstorm in April, it was good to finally see an April shower, wasn't it, last night?
Yeah, with no white stuff in it, I was pretty pleased.
Nice short little April shower, which was very nice to see.
Yep.
But no, a lot of things still going on behind the scenes, folks. There's the give and take over the property tax issue. There's rumors flying down in Lincoln. There's those state chamber and a few of the advocates are pushing for the economic development package, the Imagine Act, and $300 million to the UNMC. And, you know, about the side of their mouth are saying, well, we don't have any money for property tax as well. Let me tell you, folks, I'm still, there's enough of us in Lincoln that still believe the biggest economic incentive, the biggest economic push that we can give for Nebraska is to cut property taxes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Why send you $1,200 or tell you that we're going to build jobs in Omaha, Nebraska at a hospital, and that doesn't do anything for Lincoln County, and it doesn't do anything for rural Nebraska or outstate Nebraska. So, you know, we believe we have the votes to say, no, you're just not going to get it. We're at the point where we get a dollar for property tax relief, you get a dollar for your incentive program. But you're not going to claim you have money, $150 million or $200, $180 million is what they're after a year.
Jeez.
For economic incentives for eastern Nebraska, basically. It's $120 to $150 for the Imagine Act a year, and then $50 million a year for 6 years for UNMC's hospital, a private hospital, by the way.
Yeah.
And we're not giving up on the property tax.
Good.
Relief. It's the number one issue still in the state of Nebraska. I talked to some candidates running for re-election this year. It's the number one. They're not. There's a comment about COVID, but then the next issue is property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
People are just frustrated with the COVID thing. It's over protectionism. We're coming soft as a society, I think. But I mean, this is overkill.
I will.
If this was the Spanish flu and it was affected everybody across the board, but.
I will give Governor Ricketts a lot of credit on how he has handled Nebraska. My son Ian,
yeah,
who you know, and he lives just outside of Washington, D.C. He's a researcher there. He called a while back and asked what we were really doing. He said, the news out there is saying that Governor Ricketts is an idiot. He won't do mandatory stay-at-home orders. The whole place is going to die. Ian called back. He said, what is Governor Ricketts doing? He says, I know Nebraskans are smarter than that. What is it?
We just got common sense. I mean, we know when you got the flu, you don't.
You stay home.
What's the common deal if you cough or somebody walks in a room and says, don't shake hands, don't come near me, I got the flu? I mean, we've done that in the beginning of time, that we don't have the government tell us to be careful about being around folks that are sick or being courteous and not infecting others. But I, you know, no, we don't have mandatory. I don't see how government can do that over a virus. But there's a big protection we have to do of our rights too.
Mm-hmm.
An awful lot of men have died and women have died in wars protecting those rights. I don't know how many died fighting over a germ. Those freedoms are, to me, more valuable. In the long run, those freedoms are more valuable than if I happen to die of a virus. But you got to live life. Days are numbered anyway, and they're not that long in relationship to eternity anyway. So, but live the days you do have, but don't hide under a bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I can't do anything. I'm going to go to Lincoln this week for a day to go back into my office. My staff is working. Most of the Capitol is shut down. A few senators have their staff working. I got mine working from 8 to 3:30. And first they were upset. Now they're kind of happy. Yeah. Now, they're talking to some of the other folks at home. They're at home. They're in their pajamas. They're sitting around getting bad habits. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Yep.
They've got something to do. They're going to be researched. They're researching things. They're isolated anyway because nobody's in the Capitol. No lobbyists, no senators. No, it's just the people who come to work. And I tell them if they think there's somebody or something, they can lock the door of the office but answer the phone. And we've been helping some folks.
Good.
Some folks have not been able to get their test results back, sitting at home waiting to go to work, and they won't let them go back to work until they get their test results, and it's taken 2 weeks.
Yeah, don't get the test results back, can't go to work. And yeah.
I mean, so they are speeding that up. I think we are getting that sped up, and there is some advancements there scientifically about speeding up the test and making them simpler to take. But you don't know, you know, there's no end game. I'm frustrated. I think my column, if I get one written, it's going to be, I want the facts. We're knowledgeable people. We're free-thinking individuals. I want facts. I don't want this many were tested, this many failed the test, this many deaths, and zero in the column of recoveries. Does anybody know what the average length of this illness is? Does anybody know what the average symptoms are? What does the average person go through?
Right.
Is it worse than the cold?
That's
I mean, really, tell us those kind of facts. Don't just, you know what I compare it to, what's going on here? You lived through it. You're old enough, the Vietnam War. Johnson's body count every day.
Right.
Giving us a body count in Vietnam about the enemy soldiers that were shot, trying to overlook that we were losing, but just how somehow we were winning because we were killing a lot of the enemy. I mean, the distraction about fear, that should never happen in a free society. Just trust us. Tell us the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some more information.
And the real information.
All I'm hearing is from government bureaucrats in Washington and in Lincoln from UNMC who's got something to gain. If they can scare the people, they might get their hospital. I want to hear from an average doctor who's treated it. I mean, you see some of the things on the internet. I want to know what the average person who's tested. They got all these tested. What's the average length of time that person is sick? How serious was their symptoms on the average person? Don't make it sound like if you get it, you're dead.
That's a statistic we never see, rarely see.
Yeah.
You have to hunt for it. But 97% to 98% of the people that get COVID survive.
More than that. We don't know who's all got it. There's a lot of testimony out there of folks who were sick and didn't go. They just figured.
They just thought they were normal flu.
Yeah. And they're getting sick now.
The symptoms are identical.
They're sick now, and this is a cold. I got a cold. And they're out there not bothering anybody. They're at home or on the farm, and they're not going to get tested. So the sample sizes aren't scientifically, as statistician, you'd have to throw them out. You can't just say this many tested and this many died and say, well, we got a 3% death rate. We don't. We don't know the numbers.
Yeah.
We don't know how many people were infected and just had the sniffles for a day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that. Because anything, if this is a pandemic, it's got to be spreading faster than what they're saying. I don't care about the social distancing. It would be spreading faster than what it is. So if it is, and it probably truly is, infectious disease, but I think there have been a lot more cases out there than what you hear of people who's had it. Just because the government said they didn't test them doesn't relate. We just can't live this way. I mean, they're not giving
there's
us
a
an end game.
There's a lot of people pushing back on it now.
Well, there's no end game.
Yeah.
Talking about end of the fall? You can't live this way.
Mm-mm.
If the evidence was there that people were massively getting, like the Spanish flu where it killed babies and young people and old people alike, that, I mean, you got a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a illness that affects people with underlying conditions whose
primarily,
immune system and are very weak in the first place, and it's a compounded effect. You know, do I sound heartless? No, I'm a realist. That's flu, pneumonia, does that every year. Is the final straw that takes us home. But anyway, as we get older. But anyway, no, we got to go on with life. This is a man-made. This economy is crashing because of man decision, not a German's decision.
That's right. Overreaction. We shut it down.
We shut it down. It was sailing right along. It had no effect on. It was not even a war. I mean, a trade war, or an embargo, or a war, or a natural disaster. If you want to call this a natural disaster, you go ahead and call it that. But it's a another virus shows up, which many of them do every year. Anyway, so
now, Senator Groney, we do need to take a quick commercial break. But do you have a few minutes to hang out with us?
Yeah, I drove all the way down here. I can be.
We'll make it worth your while. We'll continue our update with State Senator Mike Groney after this on KODY.
Creative Landscapes of Nebraska, right here in North Platte, will have your yard going from drab to fab. It's getting to be that time of year where your yard needs that spring cleanup. The team to do that is Creative Landscapes of Nebraska. They'll do commercial and residential yards, including weekly yard maintenance. Creative Landscapes is now doing swimming pools, as well as standard patios, water features, and retaining walls. Go from drab to fab with Creative Landscapes of Nebraska. See them on the web at creativelandscapesofnebraska.com.
Now is the time to choose Constellation as your competitive natural gas supplier. Constellation provides reliable natural gas supply to homes, businesses, farms, and ranches across dozens of Nebraska counties. And we support 4-H and FFA in every one. Call 877-274-5710 or visit NebraskaGas.com. But hurry, the selection period ends Thursday, April 23rd. Choose natural gas supply from Constellation.
Every year is full of special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, promotions, sticking to your diet. At Tallman Jewelers, we have something for all special occasions. I'm Karen, and we pride ourselves in giving you one-on-one attention to help you find that perfect gift for your loved one, friend, even your boss. Plus, Tallman's does jewelry repair on site, and I'm on hand to create that custom piece. Tallman Jewelers for all occasions, 503 North Dewey, downtown on the Berks.
Alva Business customers get more than just fast, reliable connections. They get service and support to meet all their voice, data, and TV needs. Because supporting your business is our business. Alva delivers peace of mind with a 100% fiber network, hosted PBX solutions, redundancy protection, and best-in-class service to back it all up. To get your free quote and switch today, visit alvafiber.com/workfast or call 308-221-6300. That's 308-221-6300.
And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for his legislative update. And Senator Groney, we've been talking a lot about the virus here recently. Obviously, it's changed a lot, like we've talked about, on a government standpoint. But a couple of your colleagues at the unicameral put in a request or kind of a plea to Governor Ricketts last week to kind of re-adjourn in Lincoln, and Governor Ricketts rejected that matter. Where do you stand on that? What's your opinion?
I told Senator Haller and Senator Erdman, I just sent them a text because they've taken a lot of abuse for that column. It's very, if you read it, it's very fact based. I mean, it's no hearsay or off the internet. They did their scientific research and they got the facts about the herd. There is that theory out there about herd immunity. You know, it's what my mom did. It's what Rick's folks probably did. You got seven kids at home or three or four kids and you got the measles. You kid got home and mom hoped everybody got it at once, so you got it over with.
Mm-hmm.
And you went back to school and you couldn't infect anybody because you didn't have it. You were immune, your immunity system. It's the same thing we did with mumps and what's the one, smallpox or
chickenpox.
Yeah.
I can remember we had a chicken pox party, so all the kids in the neighborhood could get it and be done with it.
Well, and the reality
I'd go viral today.
Yeah, and the reality is, you talk to some of the younger generation, they about measles and mumps and chicken pox. Oh my gosh, this was just like COVID. People were dying. People didn't die. None of my classmates died. None of my relatives, nieces, and my cousins died. Nobody in my community died. It was very, very rare if somebody died of measles or chicken pox.
Well, and with those cases, if they did die, there was usually something else that triggered it.
We had a a different type of measles. I was about six, which would have made my little brother about two, and we got what was known as rubella, German measles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard of that before.
And we're very sick. I remember my dad set up sawhorses and a piece of plywood in the front room, and we were on that piece of plywood with the IVs there, and the doctor made house calls, came in because the hospitals mm-hmm. were full. And I know that was a bad one. I don't know the data on it, but I know we were real sick for about a week.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, we get sick. Human beings, we get sick. And you're never going to stop that. And, you know, thank God they came up with a vaccine. I mean, but mm-hmm. we lived
Absolutely.
Life. We lived life, and we didn't shut down the economy because it existed, or shut down the world because it existed. And, you hope they got it when they were young, because if you did get it as an older person because you were isolated like mumps, it had secondary effects. But no, I'm not. Nobody is. I mean, even the medical personnel don't know what they're talking about. They don't tell you anything that you don't know. The one from the UNMC claimed that only 0.1% of the population in the United States was exposed. He doesn't know that. He has no idea. That is a statistic that no doctor should throw out there.
I don't even know where that would come from.
No, it's just he's probably doing the positive test and then dividing it by the population. Well, that's not realistic or scientific. I mean, he might be a doctor, but he's not a statistician, and but he's a very bad one if he would be. But anyway, throwing that kind of stuff out there, they shouldn't be doing that. We're going to have to open up the society, and you're going to have mm-hmm. to do it eventually. You're going to have to take some risks. And kids need to play. Kids need to be on sports teams. They need to be playing baseball. You know, you can do some social distancing and still do those activities. Major League Baseball, that idea of playing all the games in Arizona makes sense. You know, and then you're not going to have fans there, but you watch them on TV or mm-hmm. listen to them on the radio. Get something happening again. You know, even during the wars, they made sure the best players, some of the guys, still got to play baseball because they knew baseball was something that, and sports was something that kept the public
entertained and distracted.
And distracted, and plus yes. there was hope that everything would get back to normal.
Yep.
I don't see that right now.
No.
I hear threats, and I hear scare tactics, and I hear this, and I don't see anybody talking about let's live life. Let's go on, but hey, if I get it, I get it.
You mentioned the Spanish flu here a minute or so ago, and some historians will say that was one of the things that brought World War I to a close mm-hmm. because it was impacting.
The German army got hit hard.
Yeah. Well, we did too, but the German army was just about reduced to the point it wasn't effective to fight anymore. So.
Maybe it's one of them God things. I don't know. But anyway, stop the war. But I, you know, and as far back to Senator Halloran and Erdman, you always in America or in a democracy, loyal opposition. You need those brave enough to say no. Let's not go to war. Let's look at another issue. Mm-hmm. Let's look at another way of doing things. And those two are providing a very good service to say. I was in the Quick Stop. Some guy walked up to me and grabbing an Omaha World Herald and about his opinion on what was going on. Very similar to what the Senator Halloran Erdman's was. But you need somebody, because they're not the only ones. There's some very, very strong entomologists and the infectious disease doctors and researchers who agree with. That theory is how we should handle it as for the best, for the overhaul of the human race. It's the best answer right now to do it, to let the herd immunity take place. They're all telling us that all we're doing is slowing it down, right? We're slowing it down so we don't overwhelm.
A lot of times. Just stretching out the effects.
They're stretching out the effects so we're not overwhelmed. Our medical facilities are not overwhelmed. So mm-hmm. they're not saying the total deaths will be less.
Or more. Yeah, this is going to take its toll.
They're stretching it out.
All right.
So the argument with the herd mentality of all the grandkids get it, goes through the and parents. The elderly are protected because now their immediate family is immune, and they can't spread the disease. If you can isolate the elder, the people at risk, for that time period where the herd immunity happens, they're safer actually.
Yeah.
So, but you can't control people. You can't control people who will mingle and it'll spread, just like what's happening in Hall County.
Exactly.
With the packing plant.
We got two test cases coming up to see how it's really going to work in the real world. South Korea is opening back up again. We'll see if it happens. And then somewhere in India this weekend, they had a funeral for apparently somebody that was very
well-respected.
100,000 people, and there was no social distancing there, and India's a hotspot.
I don't think you can social distance if you try it in India, can you?
Not enough room, too many people?
We'll see. We'll see if it spikes over there, too.
It could.
But is the spike, is the number over 3 years the same as if it would be over a season if you let it? That's the thing.
That's the statistic you got to have.
Yeah. Then you don't know that. And so anyway, they're doing their service, and the governor's doing what he has to do. I mean, he has to follow the national trends, and he's done okay. He just needs to give some hope out there and let at least one little league team play another one this summer in baseball, or kids go about doing what they're doing. It's interesting times we live in. Who would have dreamed we would be sitting here talking about this right now?
Yeah, interesting to say the least.
And then all the conspiracy theories out there about China and where it came from.
Yep, and our government supposedly started it, and they're fun to listen to. They're interesting, but...
What I said when all this started? About wouldn't be surprised if we find out that this was a biological warfare issue that got away?
It sounds that way. It sounds that way by what you hear about... When you read between the lines about how odd it is, it's a very odd strain. It has some characteristics and even that you'd almost have to do some genetic engineering to get into one cell. The fact of the matter, it's here. How it got here, it's here, and you and I can't do anything about it.
To not have everything sound like a downer this morning, you mentioned that you and your wife are staying home and cooking a lot.
Yeah.
What's your recipe for meatloaf?
That's in her department. If it's slimy like liver or wild game, I cook it, and that's the rules. So
liver's not slimy.
It is before you cook it.
Nah, not really.
Well, tell a woman that. Most of them don't. I shouldn't say that. Now I'm being.
Senator Groney, we do have to wrap up, but you did mention your staff still working in the office. If there's somebody out there,
yeah, you call my office anytime you want to because they're there up to 3:30 in the afternoon. They're there at 8:00 though. Email, we are following up on. We're helping folks.
Good.
Concerns about answering questions, about the testing and that type of stuff, and some of the programs out there. So, and we're getting the regular ones. A guy called the other day about he'd been driving his hay grinder down the road as a vehicle of husbandry for 30 years, and he got a ticket the other day because he didn't have a license on it from DOT. So we're researching that. Those are the kind of things we help people with.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We can do that.
Well, Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll see you again next Monday.
Yep.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a news update here on KODY.